أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at the institution of Nubuwa and focused on Ayah 50 of Surah Al-Taha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes a dialogue between Prophet Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. When Fir'aun asks Prophet Musa, he says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال فمن ربكما يا موسى. And who is your Rabb, O Musa? قال, Prophet Musa says, ربنا الذي أعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى. Our Rabb is He who gave to everything its creation, then guided it to its goal. And the guidance that is provided to the human being is through the institution of Nubuwa. And we've been looking at the profiles of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. And today I'd like to look at the profile of Prophet Saleh alayhi salam. As far as references in the Quran go, you will find detailed references in Surah Al-A'raf. This is Surah number 7 from Ayah 73 to 79. You'll also find references to Prophet Saleh in Surah Al-Hud, which is Surah number 11. From Ayah 61 to 68. And finally, a more comprehensive reference in Surah Al-Shu'ara, Surah number 26, from Ayah 141 to 159. But let's generally look at an overview of his life. Prophet Saleh alayhi salam was sent to the people of Thamud. Now, these were people who again were powerful people who lived in the valley of Hijr between Medina and Syria. They used to carve their homes out of huge rocks in the mountains. The tribe of Thamud is very often known as the second Ad, and Allah had favored them with wealth and bounties. But they had forgotten who their creator was, and they worshipped idols. Prophet Saleh preached to the people for a long time. He urged them to abandon their idols, to reflect upon themselves, and to accept that their creator was one. They used to have a ceremony or an occasion when they used to commemorate or annually worship a piece of the mountain, offering sacrifices to it, because they felt that it was this mountain and the homes they carved out of it and all the shelter that it provided that was really the deity they should be worshipping. And looking at Prophet Saleh always going on at them, they asked him to bring a sign of Allah to them if he was one of the truthful ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obliged, and He sent a sign to them as a she-camel who came out of the mountains, and it took them by surprise. But there was a condition. He said that the she-camel would drink all the water of the spring that the tribe used one day, and the people would drink from it another day. The idea was to be able to teach them a little bit of vigilance, a little bit of sharing, and the idea to stop being wasteful. Well, never had the people seen such a camel. She drank all the water of the spring on alternate days. But they couldn't pull themselves away from their idols. Prophet Saleh alayhi salam had also warned them that if they harmed the she-camel, then they would be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their pride and stubbornness, however, could not take it. They wanted to stick to the values they had. When a human being does not recognize something, when a human being is ignorant of something, then he or she denies it. The other reason of denying something is when we do not want to be able to change our ways, when the ego comes up. And this is exactly what happened here. So what they did was they killed the she-camel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 77, He says, فَأَقَرُوا النَّاقَةَ وَأَتَوْا عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِمْ وَقَالُوا يَا صَالِحِ اَعْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. So they killed the she-camel and revolted against their Rabb's command. And then not only that, they mocked him. They said, يَا صَالِحِ O صَالِحِ, bring us what you threatened us with, if you are one of the messengers. He asked them to repent. He said, look, turn back to Allah within 3 days. But they only mocked him. On the fourth day, let's see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. In Ayah 78, He says, فَأَقَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. And He says what happened was an earthquake. The earthquake overtook them, so they became motionless bodies in their own homes. Prophet Saleh and his few followers escaped. He was so moved to see the dead bodies of his tribe. And he returned, and addressing the dead, he said, see, because Allah says, فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ وَقَالَ, he turned back to them and he said, يَا قَوْمِ, O my people, لَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَةَ رَبِّي وَنَسَحْتُ لَكُمْ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاسِهِينَ. I did certainly deliver to you the message of my Rabb, and I gave you good advice, but you don't love those who give good advice. There's so much to be taken from here. You know, we forget. The other aspect that we can see from this last ayah and the last aspect of Prophet Saleh addressing them is that at death we see reality, and we can hear. We can hear everything. So important to be able to wake up before we are woken up. Just as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, die before you die. In other words, for a moment of every day, in fact for a few moments of every day, take yourself away from the physical aspect of life and look within. Concentrate on the nafs. Concentrate on the akhirah. Think, if I were to die now, what is important in my life? And be able to give that thing that you've got importance on after death a little bit more of your time every single day. Inshallah, we will continue with the profile of the prophets.